talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday, everybody. Man, what a morning. Got some really good rains in some parts of the listening area, and I'm checking out. I'm getting my mesonet back up. There we go. I got it out. So, anyway, blessed rain. I don't know how much I got at my house. I got out to move my irrigation at 4:30 because I had to come take Sean's place in the Exploring Energy Show. And anyway, it was lightning up north like crazy. And I'm walking across the top of that hill around all that aluminum pipe. I looked really smart this morning, the dogs and me. Anyway, got it moved, and I decided not to fire it up and turned the juice off to the wells and came to work. And it just started sprinkling. When I got to 152 and 34 highway, and then what else was there? Oh, so between there and Troy and Sharon Jones's house going north, it pouring down rain. So anyway, I don't know how much we got at the house. I know we got a rain, but let's check out some temperatures, and then I'll tell you what happened around Cheyenne. Currently, it is 79 degrees at Hollis, 67 degrees at Cheyenne, 66 at Arnett, 71 at Alva, 68 at Kingfisher, and Slap Out, 65. Kind of chilly out there. Let's see what's happening in the Panhandle. 65 at Lipscomb, 66 at Miami, 74 degrees at Dozer, 79 at Wellington, 80 degrees at Odell. So, according to the 24-hour rainfall accumulation, 3.24 inches at Cheyenne, 1.21 inches at Elk City. According to our studio here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, 0.78 inches of rain. I know I've got some buddies. It's got 1.5, 2 inches. And so anyway, good rain. Very southwestern Oklahoma, didn't get any. And hopefully we got another chance tonight. But and then up north around Buffalo and Alva and up in that area, I don't see any rain total amounts there. So anyway, good to go. Nothing crazy going on the Clark Ponderosa. Had to change out the dang hot water heater in the house last night. That was really fun. What I wanted to spend my evening doing. Got that done. I didn't get to pick no tomatoes. And anyway, hey, I got a tomato tip for you that I seen that I want to share with you guys. I know you're sick of hearing about tomatoes, but this is a pretty cool tomato tip. And it is, I got it from my wife. Anyway, this is for all you, this is all you have to do to freeze your garden tomatoes so that you can use them all winter long. Just wash them. Take the stems off and freeze. When you take them from the freezer, put them in the sink while still frozen, turn on the hot water, and the peeling just come right off. The skin will come right off. And then cut them up and do whatever you want for them while they're still frozen. All you got to do is run enough hot water on them to peel the skin off of them. So there you have it. It's a Today in Ag, Jimmy Clark, tip of the week. If you want, whatever. So anyway, we got a guest going to be on here today, Mr. J.J. Thibodeau. Did I say that right? Oh, hang on. I didn't have your mic on. What?
Quibodeau.
Quibodeau. Why did I say Thibodeau? Oh, because of Marcus up there in Pack Saddle. Quibodeau. And that's still from Louisiana, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, I was in the right state anyway. Quibodeau. Anyway, so my bad. Anyway, he'll be on here in just a minute. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff. Brush removal, dirt contracting, we got it going on. We're going to talk here in just a little bit. So first, let's figure out what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Wheat futures surged in overnight trading on concerns about the crop in the European Union. EU wheat production is now seen by strategic grains at 116.5 million metric tons, down 4.7% from the previous outlook. Excessive rainfalls in parts of France and Germany, which account for 25 and 15% of EU grain production, curbed yields. Gains in Denmark, Sweden, Finland partially offset some of the declines in the larger producing countries. Soybeans were modestly higher overnight, and corn was little changed as investors squared positions ahead of Monday's USDA supply and demand reports. Wheat futures for September delivery gained 8 cents to $5.45 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 8.5 to $5.60 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery rose 0.75 cents to $3.97¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery was up 4.25 cents to $10.12½ a bushel. Soybeans added soybean meal actually added $2.80 to $3.18.90 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.05 to 40.91 cents a pound. Exports for corn jumped week to week, while wheat sales were down a little bit. Corn sales in the 7 days that ended on August 1st were reported at 485,400 metric tons. That's up from 167,000 tons a week earlier, about a 32% increase. Mexico was the big buyer at 309,000 tons, metric tons it is, followed by Spain at 143, Colombia 48,000, Japan took 40,000, and Malaysia was in there for 16,000 tons. Here we go. My favorite part of this report. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 89,000 metric tons. El Salvador nicked shipments of 15,000. Sales for the 24-25 marketing year that starts September 1st totaled 249,100 metric tons. Soybean sales came in at 325,000 metric tons. That's up a couple percent from the prior week and 66% from the average. Pretty good. China, 134,000. On Indonesia, 81,000. Germany took 57,000. Italy was in there for 55,000. And Portugal bought 45,000 tons. A John Doe country canceled shipments of 67,400 tons. Egypt nixed orders of 62,000, and Mexico canceled cargoes of 18,000. Sales for the 24-25 year were reported at 985,000 metric tons. Wheat sales fell 4% to 274,000 metric tons. That's down 23% from the average. Taiwan, 105,000. Japan took 63,000 tons, Ecuador 55,000, Mexico was in there for 28,000, and Italy bought 23,000. The Philippines canceled cargoes of 62,000, and Thailand reversed orders for 21,000. So here's some weather in our farm belt. Scattered showers are forecast for parts of central Nebraska and central Kansas. The storms are expected to be weak and will give way more to more storms tomorrow night through Sunday. In southwestern North Dakota, meanwhile, a frost advisory is in effect. It's already that time of the year. You ready for that? Anyway, get your hood. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of a sissy this morning at 4:30 walking across the top of that hill. I had my hoodie on, so it was just a little chilly, but I was in my shorts too. Regular shorts, not my boxers. Anyway, flood watches have been issued in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle due to heavy rains in the region. Excessive runoff may result into flooding of rivers, creeks, and streams. Also, I keep feeling we get another couple of rains. What's the name of that lake? Oh, my brain just went dead. Up in the panhandle, the one everybody makes fun of all the time. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I remember that? It's hell to get old. What is it? Come on, somebody help me out here. I'm going to look it up while we're on the air before I go to break. I don't know why. It's like something off Star Wars. Let's see here. Where is it at? I know right where it's at. It's not showing up on my map. Why not? Oh, yeah. Optimum Lake. I don't know why I don't remember that. But anyway, Optimum Lake. Maybe. Yeah, thank you. Optimum Lake. Maybe you guys can be get Sea-Doos out or maybe a bass boat out there. Because there's going to be a lot of fish in that lake, I'm sure. Zero. It looks like it'd make a heck of a habitat for some crappie and bass in that lake. Looking at the last picture I got. Anybody been up there lately? Is the water reached the dam yet? That's all I want to know, if the water has reached the dam yet. So that's all I need to know. Anyway, we're going to take a break. I actually had J-Day to come on at 12:30, but since he's sitting in here so patiently, I'm going to go ahead and have him come on at 12:15 because we got lots of things to talk about anyway. And I'll do your Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market Update, current market. I'll do it later on the show when we get time. So anyway, it's Friday. We'll do whatever we want around here. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I appreciate all my friends listening to me and making sure I don't sound too stupid with Optimum. And I got friends in low places. You guys always got my back covered, and I appreciate it. Let's check out some weather out here in the Texas Panhandle. I picked the big city of Miami. 67 degrees, humidity's 84, the dew point 62, the winds are out of the east at 12. Peak wind gust today, 27 miles an hour. I'm sure that's when that storm come through there. Guess what? They got 0.71 inches of rain. Hell, it's Friday. I got up really early this morning, too. 8-inch soil temperature is 81 degrees. One in the studio with me right now. I'm going to get this over here so I don't mess it up. It's not Thibodeau, it's Quibido. I got it right this time. But anyway, yeah, because Marcus, my favorite person from the French Quarter, she's the big boss at Pack Saddle. So anyway, I got the dough part right. Anyway, JJ Quibido's in here, and you are the big boss for the No Limit Land Management Excavation. You guys just started this up, what, in the last year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I think things are going well, aren't they?
They're going pretty good so far.
Well, tell us a little bit about No Land Limit Land Management.
Yeah, we most of the time we go out and get with customers, and if they have a mesquite problem or it's taking over their fields, we get out there and mulch them down, and it gives them a chance to get their grazing land back or clean up a pond area, with, like the dam, if it gets overrun.
Run with brush and stuff, sir. Like that, because cattle are really well known for, they're going to take the easiest route. So I know I had a couple of dams down there west of Willow that I cleaned the stuff off of it. And because they were just making a trail through that one spot. So when it does that, that gives us a spot to wash out on that dam. So yes, if they'll just use the whole dam in that deal. But the first thing and most important part, and my listeners got my back on this too, you're a veteran.
Yes, sir.
And what was he in?
I was in the United States Marine Corps.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
I'm in the Army, so I just said that because I like Marines. But anyway, my grandson's in the Marines right now, currently up there in Washington. He's some kind of electronics mechanic on, not the Marine One, but what's the other helicopters they got? The weird double...
Hueys.
No?
Hueys?
No. It's like a... really super fast helicopter. It's not like Marine One. It's their other one. Might be part of their protection. But anyway, he's really enjoying this deal up there. I gave him a little hint next time he seen President Biden, if he ever got to see if he wanted his oil changed in the helicopter, if he wanted a new filter. But anyway, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And anyway, so your equipment that you was talking to me about, that cat you got, it's a big boy.
Yes, sir. It's the biggest one Cat makes right now. I think they are trying to come out with a bigger one, and maybe we'll get it one day. But
right.
It definitely gets through there. Yes,
so,
sir.
So that forestry mulcher you got, I bet it just disintegrates stuff.
It's kind of a scary piece of equipment.
You don't want to be in front of it?
No, sir. No, you don't want to be within 300 feet, and... it'd take a 40-foot tree and mulch it down in about 2-3 minutes. So, complete mulched.
It's just, that's crazy.
It is, yes, sir.
So, how did you come about deciding to get into this?
Well, I've wanted to do it for years, and finally, this last year, I just decided, let's go for it, and took the risk and seen where it went, so.
Well, you got... So with your equipment you got right now, as of right now, you'll do some small pond grading and stuff like that?
Yes, sir. If someone wanted a cattle pond or something like that, we can dig it and grade it out. And do like on terraces, we can do some small repairs or kind of build them up. Because that's about as far as we'd go on dirt work. But yes, sir.
Well, with the cedars are just, I don't know. You drive down I-40, look on the north side when you get getting closer to past Weatherford, and look over there to the north, and it just kind of
everywhere.
Yeah, I just kind of, you know, there's, I think the, you hear all kind of different myths on how much water cedars, no matter what kind of cedars they are, how much they suck out of the ground. But I've heard way too many stories about getting rid of those cedars and spring start running again. And there's down here on one of my neighbors, Mr. Gary Riptoe, there's a cedar down there on the west bank of the North Fork of the Red River. And the river had washed a little bit up against that cedar. And I got the picture, I got the video I took of that cedar down there. And that root that come out of there went back southwards with the flow of the river into the bank of that deal, and it was at least 100 foot.
Wow.
That one root. I don't know what the ones that were going back into the dirt soil was. So it they suck a lot of moisture out of there. Yes. So on cedars, correct me if I'm wrong or right here, but the cedars, once you disintegrate them, they don't grow back. Is that right?
No, sir, they don't.
Yeah. Mesquites will.
Mesquites will. And you may have cedars come back from seed, but the mesquites, once you mulch them down, you most likely want to go back and spray. I think the USDA has a certain type of chemical they recommend doing it with.
So. Right. Yeah. So. There's all kinds of ways out there to mess with those cedars and stuff. So have you ever tried like a 5 foot cottonwood with that mulcher?
I have not tried a 5 foot one. I did have a customer over by Hammond had some massive cedars. I mean, I'm gonna say probably 3 foot. In diameter,
really,
at the base where they'd split and
yeah,
and grown back. And I got a hold of one that it took me a while to get it down.
Right.
As far as 5 foot ones, no, sir, I haven't.
You haven't got tried one
of it there. May need to get a little bit bigger equipment at that point.
Right. Well, you're by the hour. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, let's just talk a little more about it. So you offer repairs, a little bit of rebuilding on them, and pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation. You got that? Yeah, let's talk about that. So you dig some, because there, I don't know a farmer one that doesn't have junk
everywhere. Yes, sir.
It is some everywhere. More than others.
So, yes, sir. We can come out and basically load it all up and haul it off for you. Or it just every job is different, but.
Right.
Yes, sir, and we can do some demo, old barns or old structures we demo down and we'll haul them off. And we do a lot of rechipping people's driveways, like gravel.
Right.
And just go spread gravel out for them, get it done, make it look good again, pack down the washed out spots and move on.
All right. Well, how do they get a hold of JJ?
We have a website. It's NoLimitLandManagementAndExcavation.com or Facebook. I have a lot of customers get a hold of me through Facebook, or you can just call us at 580-303-8479.
Anyway, yes, so I like your deal here. You're committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. Who Absolutely. Come is that you? You
well,
come up with that?
Yeah, I had a little help coming up with that, but it's kind of exciting when you have a customer that's like, this is what I want to do, and they tell you their dream, you know, and you get to go be a part of that.
Yeah.
You go out and clear 40 acres of plum thickets or whatever, and it's exciting, you know, you're part of that. So
well, and then I know you said this because this sounds like a Marine. They are locked and loaded, ready to get your land
Absolutely.
Clear.
Absolutely.
So, Ev, you're an adventure since you started the company. What's the craziest thing you've ran across so far that you could talk about on the radio?
Man, I would say cedar trees. See, I've seen some interesting stuff with those things. Just the way they grow into banks. Sometimes they'll grow right out of a rock. And I mean, I don't have a whole lot of crazy stories, but
right.
Yeah.
Have you come across any crazy varmints?
Raccoons, right. Armadillos quite
right.
a bit.
Right.
I've been waiting to come across some rattlesnakes. Haven't caught none of them yet. So,
yeah. Yeah. I'll because you're, cab. If you get into some of that stuff down there in the breaks, you're probably going to find their den.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that's, let's see here. One of your deals, I hear it every day on the show, is you can't, I can back him up on this, you cannot give a bid on the phone. you got to come out and see what you got. I mean, you could probably give an hourly rate or something like that, but to give a bid on the phone, it's not happening.
Yes, sir. It's real hard. The best thing to do is have someone come out. We don't charge people to come out and look at stuff. That way we can get a face-to-face interaction with the customer.
See who's who.
Yes, sir. And it gives me an idea of what we're working with. And there's times that I'll go out there and I'll let them know, like, hey, you know, you're 100 miles away from me. You could probably do this to save quite a bit of money. And it can help them. It helps us.
Yeah, and there's very few people left that'll do that because they'll.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it is a little bit because you've been through the deal. You know, if you lived 100 miles away and you weren't in the business you were in, like, man, I could have saved $1,000 if I'd have just used somebody local, if you could find. Yes, I mean, sir. You know, but excavation is just like anything else. Everybody so busy, and dirt contractors, they can get their schedule down decent, but say the fence builder didn't show up and you was moving this out, or, you know, you can't tear that fence out till the fence builder gets there. Yes. And then you got it rained. Mm-hmm. Hey, but it takes 2 days to dry out. You're 3 days behind already.
Yes,
so
sir.
But they're just not a lot of, there's not enough. I don't want to say not a lot of, there's not enough excavators around. But with that forestry mulcher you got, If anybody's never seen one of those works, it is cool as they come.
It is. And we got some videos on our Facebook page. We're trying to get some better filming equipment because most of the time I got to have two hands to operate, so I don't have a very good video.
You get you a high pro mounted on your hat.
Yes, a little GoPro or something.
Yeah, I said high pro, GoPro.
They are definitely impressive machines, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've seen, Sue had one, Michael Odom had one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Just tear it up.
Tear it up. Anyway, so tell everybody one more time how to get a hold of you at No Limit Land Management Excavation.
You can get a hold of us on Facebook Messenger, on our Facebook page, on our website at nolimitlandmanagement.com. Or you can call us at 580-303-8479.
There you go. And hey, give this man some work because he is a veteran. And so let's help out our veterans. Well, we all love veterans, and there's no better way to get him. And anyway, he's sitting in here with me. Actually, I've met you a couple times, I think.
Yes, sir.
But he looks like a Marine sitting in here talking to me. So anyway, but no, he's a good guy. So anyway, JJ Cobedo at No Limit Land Management Excavation. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Absolutely. I sure appreciate your time, Jimmy.
All right. So we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, we'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Alignment is very important. I mean, it causes the wear on your tires. So if you just let it go, the tires, instead of saying a 60,000 miles, will only last 30,000 or 40,000. It's called tow. It's where the tires are pigeon-toed. They're turned in, they're turned out. One may be one way, one may be the other. We always shake down the front end to make sure there's no loose parts because our roads are so nice and smooth out here that they do get some parts that wear out a little quicker. Uneven wear, edge wear, and shaking. rough roads, potholes, constructions, and riding in the country. It all is tough on your vehicle. We have a gentleman who's been here nearly 11 years, very knowledgeable, knows what's going on. We probably average 5 alignments a day. Something, honestly, needs to probably be done every year. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 26. 1,493 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 438 brought 355. 7 at 516 brought 323.50. 5 at 616 brought 269. 4 at 619 brought 275. 13 at 693 brought 243. 10 at 705 brought 264. 3 head of heifers at 363 brought 330. 10 at 384 brought 323. 4 at 535 brought 260. 68, 7 at 724 brought 249, 6 at 779 brought 241.50, 9 at 969 brought 214, butcher cows were 94 to 160, butcher bulls brought 97 to 188, bred cows 1350 to 2700, pairs brought 1950 to 2700, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Welcome back. Slap out Oklahoma. Here's your ag weather forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. I'm doing this for Tyler Kemp. Big old cattle buyer that comes down here to Elk City about every Friday. But anyway, 66 degrees, feels like 66. Dew point's 51, humidity's 58. The winds are out of the east at 8 miles an hour, and you have 33 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91 degrees, sunset at 8:39. 60% chance of rain showers likely today, 70 for a high. Tonight, 55. For a low and a 90% chance of rain showers, and tomorrow 76 for a high and 70% chance of rain showers. So hey, forecast looks good for Slap Out America. Okay, let's see what the Lipscomb dealership's grain market looks like right now. Current prices for corn: September 376, down 3.25; December 394, down 2.75; soybeans for September 989, down 4.5; November 1002, down 5.5; soybean meal September 314.30, down 5.20; October 308.80, down 4.60. Soybean oil, one thing, it's in the green finally. September 42.23 up 6, October 41.55 up 13. Hard red winter wheat September 5.52 up 1.25; December 5.69 up 0.5. Cotton for July of 2025 71.76 up 85. And then what do we got here? Oil. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, September 76.77, up 58 cents. And natural gas is actually up a little bit too. September's 214. And then we got, what's the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ. They're all in the black today, but nothing crazy going on there as far as I can see, what little I know about those markets. Live cattle, August 184.15, up 210. October 181 up 297, December 179.30 up 257. Feeder cattle for August 246.40 up 402, September 241.72 up 430. Walker, you seeing this? You need to load your cattle up. You need to get it to the sale barn. October 239.70 up 370. Lean hogs, October 74.15 up 52, and December 66.30 up 42. All right, I've been getting text messages all over the place on rain. About 8/10 up at Byside. Got a 1/2 inch down by Burns Flat. And then get on down in there into Cotton King Country. He got anywhere from 1/2 inch to 1 inch of rain on his cotton ground. And he was so happy. He said he was going to the donut shop. Perfect match. The Cotton King and donuts. You look great together. That's all I can tell you. I hadn't had any other reports of rain. I mentioned earlier there at Grimes, Donnie thought it was still raining when I was talking to him. 1.5 inches, the secret weapon, 1.7, 1.8. And then the water well guy, he got 1.7. But just to the north of him, man, it was getting some good rains in there. Taylor Ranch had 2 inches. So anyway, pretty good rain showers going on in there. Well, speaking of the Wheeler General Store, let me tell you a little bit about them. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. For over 10 years, they've been a high-pro dealer, and they deliver feed to ranches and stores all over Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, New Mexico. He'll go anywhere. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside Wheeler, Texas. They look forward to serving you. So, most of you guys know Lake Newcomb. So, I started something yesterday, and I need you guys to help me continue with it. You can either, when you see him, talk to him, or you can blow his phone up with text message or calling him. But there's this piece of artwork out there on 152 just... what is it? Be about 1/2 mile? Yeah, 1/2 mile west on 152 of Merritt Road. Anyway, there's a piece of artwork over there on the north side, and it's white and orange, and it's got tractor tires on it. It's been sitting there a while. Anyway, I think what would be really cool if he'd get one of these solar-powered lights, really bright lights, I'm talking airplane-type stuff, and... shine on that tractor with an American flag pole sticking up on that tractor. Maybe you can put that pole some 2 3/8 or 2 7/8 in the exhaust of the tractor since you haven't been using it. Anyway, so you guys help me out and vote him the most popular person to put a flag in his tractor permanently. So I'd appreciate it if you guys help me out with that. Mr. Lake Newcomb, anybody needs his number, just give me a shout. I'll give it to you. He's not going to like me after this. But anyway, I think that'd be pretty cool. American flag flying out there in the wind because it's right on top of a hill. You cannot miss a flag flying in there. I mean, we don't have to have one of those big ones like SFI had out here. Elk City on the interstate there, one of, I don't know, one of those 20 by 30s or something like that. Big old flags. Anyway, I think it'd be pretty cool. So you guys help me entice him into doing that. And I know what he'll do. He'll say, hey, Baylor, you need to go do this. I'm sick of these phone calls. So anyway, we'll check it out. Well, let's check out what happened at Beaver this week since I failed to go through it yesterday. Looks like they had a really good sale. 3,132 head were sold. Looks like bred heifers, they had 27 head, average 868 pounds, average price $209.40 per hundredweight, $18,1901 per head. Bulls, big boys, 21 head, average weight $17.24, average price $157.46, $2,713 per head. Bull calves. Looks like they had 27 of those also. And average weight, $461. Average price, $280.84. Or a few dollars shy, $1,300 a head. Let's see here. Cows. This only had one cow. And it was a Hereford, it says. 1,660 pounds. That's a big Hereford. $1.55 a pound. 2,573 head. That's weird. Anyway, oh, wait a minute. I hate this report. Sometimes on my computer. There was more cows, my bad. There was actually 449 head of cows sold up there. Average weight was 1,263. That Hereford was just the first one on the list, and they skipped a page on me. Average price, $1,782.82 a head. And then heifer calves. Calves. We got the calves. There was 280 head of heifer calves, 496 weight. 262.73 per hundred weight, $1,302 per head. And then the heifer yearlings, 518 head, average weight 784, average price 230.07 per hundred weight, 1803.46 per head, $1,804 basically. They had some pairs, just a couple of them, and they sold for 1887.50 per head average. Just a couple of them. Let's see here. And steer calves. Let's get down here. We had 258 head of steer calves. Average weight, 553. Average price, 278.18. Average per head, 153.7. $1,537 a head. And we got the steerling. The steer yearlings. Got that right. Where did they go? Where did the end of the deal go? Hang on. Bear with me. I'm trying to get through this report here. 507 head of steers, yearling steers. 744 was the weight. Average price, $256.74 per hundred weight. $1,910.07 was the deal. And then we got some bred heifers, 200 head. Weighed 1,082, brought 217.72 per hundred weight, $2,356 per head. So there you go. Let me see. I'm going to see what some of the bigger steers that were weighing in here at. Looks like 974 was the average weight on a pretty good size load of yearling steers, and they brought $2,247 a piece. Pretty good mucho money. All right, let's take a break. When I come back, we'll finish up the show for the weekend. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, anyway, my voice is hoarse from getting up early, I guess, this morning. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Mangum, Oklahoma. 79 degrees, 66 your dew point. Humidity is 64%. Winds are out east northeast at 14 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 91 degrees, sunset at 8:33, 87 for a high today, northeast winds to east winds 9 to 13, chance of thunderstorm 63 degrees, and 40% chance of thunderstorms, and then tomorrow 89 for a high, 30% chance of thunderstorms, and northeast with the winds switching back out of the southeast. All right. What do we want to talk about? I just want to mention a little bit about wildlife since I had J.J. Quibido in here, and I was thinking Thibodeau, not Quibido. But anyway, federal wildlife officials proposed listing a butterfly as threatened in Kansas and Missouri. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department, or service, announced it would seek protection for the regal fritillary. I hope I said that right. Large non-migratory butterfly with orange and black markings. And I was looking at this picture, and we actually have some in Western Oklahoma because I've seen them. And you can not, I mean, there's a lot of difference between these and the monarch. So anyway, federal wildlife officials on Monday proposed listing a large butterfly once everywhere in the grasslands of Kansas and Missouri is threatened. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said announced it would seek protection for the regal fritillary, hope I said that right, large non-migratory butterfly with orange and black markings. It exists in eastern and western subspecies. Okay, the service is recommending the western regal fritillary, found in 14 states in the Midwest and Great Plains, be listed as a threatened species. It's not an immediate risk of extinction, but is suffering from habitat loss because of agriculture and urban development, pesticides, and anybody want to guess the next two words I'm going to say? I don't even have any tickets to give anybody the right deal, but anyway, climate change. In its eastern territory, the butterfly could once be found anywhere from New Jersey to North Carolina. Now it persists in one National Guard installation in Pennsylvania. Federal officials are recommended the eastern Regal Fritillary be listed as endangered. They have the butterflies dwell primarily in grasslands with native violets. The presence of fritillaries and indicate the health of native prairie, as the butterflies rely relatively non-degraded prairie, according to a report accompanying the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announcement. The insects can survive in agriculture fields, not native pastures, or they can't survive in them or develop areas around prairies, it says. Across in its range, the species has declined as much as 99% in some areas. In Kansas and Missouri, the number of counties with them in there still in existence has dropped more than by half. The service is seeking protections for the species, including prohibiting anyone from importing or exporting, harming or killing or trapping, possessing or transporting or selling the butterflies. I wonder if they're, what would be the business in that? There's going to be more to this story. Wildlife officials proposed an exception to the rule for livestock operations that may unintentionally kill the butterflies, including grazing, controlling weeds, mowing, and prescribed burning. It doesn't say anything in here about politicians flying over in their jet planes causing climate change. It says nothing in here about that. So I don't know. There's 60 days for a public comment. I don't know. It's, I just don't know what we're going to, you know, there's so many things going on in the world. Our human population's building, cities are building outwards. Agriculture is, I don't know if more ground, I think there's more ground in CRP now than there has been in a long time. I don't have those numbers in front of me. Guess it's something I could do this weekend, but, and then a lot more no-till farming is going on nowadays. I don't know if that helps or hurts because of chemicals. And I don't know, it's kind of interesting deal. All right, let's get on to some cull cows. According to the USDA livestock slaughter report, cattle slaughter totaled 2.4 million head in June. This is a 12% decrease year over year and a 7% decrease since last month. Total cattle slaughter for the first 6 months of, my nose killing me. Sorry, everybody. First 6 months of 2024 is 4% below the total for the first 6 months of 23. So the beef cow slaughter for the first half of this year is 15% lower than 2023 and has declined almost 20%. Since January, as a result of the decrease in cow slaughter due to limited cattle supplies, beef production is consequently expected to decrease in 2024 and by even more in 2025. However, forecasts for beef production in 2024 have increased by 555 million pounds since January due to the increase in numbers of days on feed and carcass weights of fed cattle. The forecast for 24 is now 26.655 billion pounds. That's 1% less than last year. The somewhat steady rate of steer and heifer slaughter combined with longer days on feed and heavier carcass weights are offsetting the decreased cow slaughter and softening the beef production decline in 24. Total steer and heifer slaughter for the first half of 24 are both roughly 1% lower compared to 23. The number of cattle on feed for over 120 days is 10% higher than last year and 5% higher than the five-year average, which is 18 through 2022. Dressed carcass weights for steers in June averaged 915 pounds, with heifer carcass weights averaging 834 pounds. During the first half of the year, dressed weights for steer and heifer carcasses averaged 919 pounds and 842 pounds. That's 2 to 2.5% higher than last year. The demand for lean beef trimmings has been driving prices up for cull cattle nationwide. Prices for 85 to 90% lean boner cows reached the average national price of $129.11 per hundredweight in June. That's a 90% increase from the 18 to 22 national average, 2018 to 2022, I meant. With expansion bound to start at some point in time, the cull cow slaughter will eventually decline, and even more as producers reduce culling rates continue to affect the supply of lean beef trimmings and cull cow prices. How about that? All right. Well, thank you again, JJ Quivido, for coming on. He owns No Limit Land Management and Excavation. Give him a call. Help out a veteran with some dirt work or tree removal. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. You guys have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you Monday. God bless.